Mm-hmm. Fucking bright. Fucking thing on. Hey. Do you understand what it is that drives me? The thing in my mind that brings me pleasure, that brings me warmth? There's no joy inside of my soul when I'm respected and treated like someone's special thing. I'm not this unique phenomenon you seek. I am trash. Bottom of the barrel filth. My life revolves around my own suffering and being fed cum. If you can't make me bleed, scream, and ejaculate into my struggling body, then we have nothing to say. I don't give a fuck if you're rich and well off, or a dirt poor beggar who can't even wipe his ass. I want to be forced. Enslave me without caring or thinking about my feelings. A black eye's a good start. My ideal date would involve torture and mutilation. Because I don't feel like I'm living in this world otherwise. Oh, the sensation of a blade being introduced into my flesh. That's the desired outcome. It puts dreams in my eyes. Dreams you can't see when you're sleeping. Dreams you can't remember otherwise. I was raped weekly for at least 6 years or so. There's nothing wrong with me. Some whores simply enjoy disgrace delivered into their throats, or cunts, but preferably both. So if you fucking care about me, if you truly value me as a person, you'll learn to see me as less. I am less than you. I'm lesser to all men. If you're looking at my ass or my tits, it should be because you're planning to rip off my clothes or cut them off. You picture in your head the fear in my eyes and the trembling in my body. That's the kind of man I want. Fuck off if you think we should make out or fucking cuddle. I want bruises and pleasant memories to live with. I don't even want to know your name. But you can tell me by carving it into my skin so I can never forget. You wouldn't be the first. I have a reputation to uphold for myself. Because anyone that wants me and has the wherewithal to take me is allowed total access. And I look so good doing it all. Wanna make me choke to death on your cock and drown me with your gum? I'd love that. Or maybe you'd like to feel the blood from internal bleeding as you fuck my asshole. My cunt has had two cocks at once. I cried for days and considered killing myself. That's when you know it's good. So if you're listening to this and you consider yourself a romantic or a gentleman, kindly fuck off. And only a complete pussy drugs a woman. I expect you to bash my head into the wall, hit me with blunt objects. Do you think subtlety and rape are a potent mixture? So, at the end of this, I will leave you with my address. Show up whenever, okay? I shouldn't have to tell you anything. If I'm playing board games with gals, or drunk off my ass, or high as a fucking kite, it's all fair game. I want them to watch and see me dripping tears and blood. And you could bring all your friends, and rape all my friends. Because who doesn't want to see their college stuck-up friend get spit-roasted, Don't forget about me. You give me your best and we'll have no issues. I don't want to be able to walk right. Let me tell you a bit about myself. When a homeless man asks me for change, I go out of my way to suck his dirty pauper cock. I don't care. I love cum. And I'll eat it whenever I want, at my leisure. You know, vagrants are often too pathetic to take me. They sit back and they moan like brain-damaged invalids as I deep-throat their repulsive dicks. However, one time, a particularly nasty man decided to rape me while playing tic-tac-toe with his split personality on my back using a broken bottle. That's why I'll still gladly swallow a homo sperm, because a lady's entitled to some adventure. More personal details about me. I've blown every authority figure in my life. Cops, managers, mall Santas. It's all about variety. Sadly, most are entirely useless when it comes to sexual assault. I'm getting desperate here, and so that's why I'm posting all of this for you guys to see. I don't have much faith that I'll be gang raped and murdered, but a girl can dream. I mean, I would appreciate at least one man cutting off my fingernails and making my next door neighbors with the failed marriage listen and get off to the sounds of my violation. And I should give you notice that if your cock is smaller than 5 inches, you'd better know how to hit a woman. Once I was raped by a micropenis and it was so boring my narcolepsy kicked in. Might I suggest finding some runaways or homeless girls and raping them? Practice before me if you aren't sure. I mean, anybody can jerk their mighty cocks to some absurd evil fantasies, but when it really comes down to it, do you have the fucking balls to strangle me to death and fuck my corpse? And if you don't, then maybe you should invest the time so you don't fucking waste mine. I don't pretend to be a normal person. In fact, I'm not even a person. But I know it makes me feel good. If the night doesn't end with me sleeping in broken glass and a lovely rapist seed dripping out of my raped cunt, then my night has been less than ideal. More about me. I don't have a gag reflex. And I can deep throat about 13 inches. Lots of practice. I don't expect you to be blessed with that kind of a dick. I just want you to threaten me, kill me, and fuck me after. If my crime scene doesn't have veteran police officers throwing up all over the place, I will haunt you and make you rape as I should have been raped. My address is 21 Ball Terriot Lane. If you can't find me past that, you're a fucking imbecile, and I doubt you could rape an eyeless, unconscious bitch. They don't sell vibrators that sexually degrade or conquer you. So please, be an actual man. If you've ever wanted to rape a beautiful woman, now's the time. Just look at me. I'm waiting for you. Don't you want your parents to be proud of you? Maybe you'll make them grandparents if you rape me good enough. You never know. It's actually embarrassing that I'm still alive right now. By now this broadcast should be either showing me getting brutalized and dominated or show me eating your cock with a gun to my head. And you gotta know I'm gonna fight back. This is not a fucking stage production. This is in the fucking Grand Guignol. And if you aren't comfortable punching a rebellious woman or God forbid if you bring an unloaded gun, just stay the fuck home and come all over yourself because you're not man enough for me. I want to be on that autopsy table and fucked. Cut me apart. Massacre my image. I want to fucking die to you. I want to be your victim. Make me yours and take my life away. I'm tired of this anyway. I'm ready. I'm ready for a new level of rape to find me. Please make sure that after you've snuffed the dreams out of my head that you take plenty of pictures and videos with my corpse. I love giving blowjobs, even if I'm a carcass. And I guarantee my lifeless mouth can make you come more than some whining bitch that cries if you slap her. And post it online. Let everybody masturbate to me. I want them all becoming worse people because of how fucking good I look. I'll be the hottest corpse you've ever seen. I will corrupt so many men, so many women. Think of all the cum they'll shoot out their cocks or their cunts in tribute to me. I'll be an online sensation. That's gonna revolutionize pornography. No more fake moans and lobotomized line reading. I want you to come all over every part of my body. No one will forget me. Marriages will be ruined. Gay men will go straight. It's gonna change the world. But you have to rape me first. So again, for those that can't pay attention because of how fucking sexy I am, 21 Baltariat Lane. Come fucking kill me. I wanna be your dead girl slut.